Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wednesday.
Good morning.
28th of May. Shout out to everybody on the west side of the 215. My guess is you're all late for work. B, I didn't realize that there was a prize for the person who went the fastest today. I didn't understand.
Oh.
Dude, it was, okay, my wife's favorite movie is that Fury Road with Charlize Theron, Tom Hardy, the Road Warrior Road. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Kinda. I don't remember the name, though.
Fury Road, where they're going through the desert. It's like a post-apocalyptic.
Max Fury? That thing?
Yeah, Mad Max.
Mad Max.
The newer one, that's what it felt like with the sun shimmering above Sunrise Mountain as it just starts to come up this morning, and people driving like they're going to kill, you know, like literally like they're going for the one.
Yeah, they're the Fast and the Furious.
The one thing of water.
Yes.
So their family's going to die if they don't get there first. It was wild, dude.
I feel that the traffic was awful for me getting here, too. I don't know what is going on. Horrible.
Yeah, you know why? It's that summer. It flips into summer. And everybody, and I'm telling you, the rhythm is different because the kids are out of school.
Oh, yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. And it just, today was the day. And hey, admittedly, I was a little bit off this morning. I left the house 4 minutes later than usual. And we all know how that affects everything.
Absolutely. You know those 4 minutes mean everything to you.
Because you cut it down to the very end.
Yeah.
Okay, I do. I don't mean to.
No, I wasn't even being sarcastic. I wholeheartedly meant that. The 4-5 minutes makes all the difference, dude.
Oh, no, I knew you knew.
Yeah.
I was just, I know everybody else is like, well, no, idiot, I actually leave early. I know that they're looking at us. No. They're looking at their radio right now and going, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Okay, got it.
I actually leave early because I don't like to be stressed out.
Okay, well, you know what? Don't judge my friend because I know exactly what he means.
What I do? Every single morning, I stuff 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag.
Love it.
I leave at the very last second and get here in time, you know, so we're ready for the show.
Yeah.
It weirds Michaela and Adrian out a little bit because I come in. This right now, this is the best I'll be all day.
My favorite thing is we got this email. He sends emails every morning.
Yeah.
And it depends. He's like, come on, let's go. Let's get it. Let's do it.
Sure.
So then he was like, stress coming in hot, exclamation, exclamation.
No, that was LOL like,
that's my
at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. LOL. I figured it was funny.
Just because I put LOL because it was just dumb. I was like.
Yeah.
There you go, a little woosah,
yeah,
check. Give me a little woosah. Let's do it together
yeah,
on three.
Let's do it, okay.
No, here we are.
One, two,
no,
three.
No, I'm not doing it. Well, you guys were already that way anyway. She's in there doing like yoga, whatnot.
Last day of the palindrome. Oh, no, we got two more days left.
Is
so
it,
we,
you know,
we
just yeah, yeah, two more days. Left. Two oh, well, thank left. God.
Yeah.
Thank God there's 2 days left of the palindrome. We're going to play for first pick. We're just going to play a stupid game. Who came first game? Which we love that. It's coming up in a minute.
In the morning.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
So I didn't even give a proper introduction this morning. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Michaela, how are you?
I'm doing good, dude. I have to tell you, I felt so inspired by the story you told yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
With you and this cashier. So what's so funny is, I think it inspired the room because...
Well, let me go back and retell that.
Yes,
so
okay.
Just real quick, I admittedly borrowed... I saw somebody else do it, and I thought, God, this would be fun. Let's just go try it. And I was just making a quick Target, just in and out. So I go to the self-checkout, and I go to the, and just when I walk by, nonchalant, you know, hey, can you help me with something? They got all the candy there right next to where you check out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I just went, which one of these, which one of these is your favorite? Oh, I love the turtles. The caramel and the... And I just picked it up. Boop. Scanned it. Here you go. And if nobody tells you that you're appreciated today, and if I'm telling you right now, enjoy that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like literally...
Moved. Touched.
Yeah. So she wells up. Then she walks away. Then she comes back again as I'm walking out. You just made me so happy. And then she was like, are you filming? Which is that not a sad commentary on our world?
So sad.
It's so sad. Uh-huh. Are you filming? And I went, nope. I just wanted to do that for you. And I go, nothing for me. I wanted to do that for you.
So sweet.
Oh my God. Now, also the part that I did not tell on the air yesterday. Another girl comes running up to her as I'm walking out. I see him over the just out of the corner of my eye. And she's pss, 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 and starts pointing. And so I knew that she knew that it was me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Because my abnormally large bald head, I tend to say.
Well, it was so sweet. So then Adrian has me go into the break room with him. We're chatting it up. And then he goes to the vending machine, pulls out Red Vines, hands them to me and says, here, Mick, have a great day, because I love Red Vines. So I'm like, look at Chet, like starting this trend. This is so sweet. Adrian made my day. So I'm like, I'm going to make this a challenge with myself, and I'm going to tell everyone to do it too, because it's so thoughtful. So I go to CVS yesterday, and I'm waiting in line, and I'm like, oh, this is a good opportunity. It's kind of busy. I want to do it the right way. So I see this like older woman, and you know those old suckers? They're like the cotton candy flavor, the watermelon flavor. They're like jawbreaker suckers that last forever.
Sure.
And I was like to the cashier, I said, oh man, I love these. The watermelon is my favorite. She's like, yeah, okay. I take the watermelon. Yeah. I purchase it.
No, that's just isn't how you do that.
I gave it to her before I leave. I said, hey, I noticed you've been working really hard.
I hate this. I noticed you've been working really hard.
I gave her the sucker. And she goes, what is this for?
What is this for? Yeah, hang on. We'll talk about how to do this. Yeah, to Mitch's point, basic. Who knew that basic was so fancy? Basic High School is actually the Basic Academy of International Studies.
Really?
I don't know if you're aware of that.
I wasn't.
But they are. And they're graduating at Orleans Arena at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Academy walks at Thomas & Mack at 9. Chaparral goes at 9 at Orleans Arena. LVA will graduate today. They'll walk today at Orleans Arena. So, I mean, you get it. It's Thomas & Mack at Orleans Arena all day long. They stagger it out. 9, noon, 3, and 6? Yeah, 9, noon, 3, and 6. Of course, then Las Vegas High School. You know what I love about Las Vegas High School?
Tell me.
They always do their own thing. They go, we're not gonna do that. And they always graduate at their own field.
Oh, I love that.
I do too.
Oh.
And I don't know why I love that so much. And I'm not sure why other schools don't graduate at their school. Probably because there's too many kids.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Liberty walks today at 6 at Thomas & Mack. Northwest Career Technical Academy at Orleans Arena at noon. Shadow Ridge at the Thomas & Mack at 3. And Sunrise Mountain at Thomas. I didn't even know there was a Sunrise Mountain High School.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And where is that? I might have to Google in a moment. But they'll walk at the Thomas & Mack at noon. Congratulations,
everybody.
Seriously, we're wicked proud of you. Now go do something with it, all right?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I want to talk about this really quick about the... So, you went... So, Michaela wanted to do the... buy candy for somebody and make them feel good.
Yeah.
Bit that I took from somebody and worked good for me.
Totally.
Worked really well.
I wanted to make it a challenge for our listeners. I thought it was so great, so sweet, so thoughtful. So I wanted to take it upon myself to start it. Thank you.
I literally do cringe at the thought of challenge, but that's just, you know, because I'm not Gen Z.
Yeah.
But I like the idea. I love the idea that you want to get other people to do it.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Totally.
May I assist with the part that didn't? Okay, you don't get to pick the candy. You don't get to choose.
I know, dude. I did so
wrong. And you don't get to, well, no.
Well,
no,
kind of.
Just the execution just could have been.
What happened? I got nervous.
Right.
Because I was thinking, I saw it in my head how it was going to go. But then I was like, what if she hates this? This is so weird. But I was like, I'm going to do it because this is the right thing to do. Right. Then I built it up in my head. By the time I got to the, I kind of walked around the aisles to check out the cashiers to even catch a vibe. Yeah. I did too much. The fact is I did too much.
Whatever their vibe. Yeah, you're overthinking it.
Of course.
You're identifying targets. You're just,
yes,
you know,
did.
All of these things.
I was mapping it out.
No, just walk up there and just go, which of these do you like? See, you can't go, I like these, you know, and then
gift it to her.
And you especially can't go, watermelon suckers are my favorite, and then throw one at her. You can't.
Why did I do that?
You can't.
It's literally what I did.
I like these. Eat this. You can't.
And her face, she was like, what is this for? And I was like, well, because I just wanted you to have a nice day. But, you know, I get nervous. Oh. I start rambling. I just left. I just left. I'm embarrassed.
Well, at that point,
you have to walk out.
Pull the ripcord. Get out.
Yep.
Would you like to play a stupid game with us? We're going to play the Who Came First. Where'd it go? Okay, Michaela, okay.
I love when you say that, actually.
Which came first? I steal that from Letterkenny. I love that.
Love it.
The first Pokemon game or the first Harry Potter book? Which came first?
Oh, God. Pokemon.
I know. Adrian?
Pokemon.
Just barely. First Pokemon game in 1996. First Harry Potter book, 1997.
Yeah.
Which came first, Hunger Games or Avatar? Adrian?
Hunger Games.
Avatar.
Avatar?
Yes.
2009. Hunger Games, 2012.
Yes.
Yeah, want to play stupid Success. Game with us? Call 702-364-9898.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
What's really...
Oh,
you know, it's a sad commentary on our society.
What?
That would probably go more viral if you actually went into a store, grabbed a sucker, threw it at the cashier, and went, suck on this!
Uh-huh.
And then left. That would probably be...
Honestly, she probably would have appreciated that more.
By the way, were you filming?
No.
Good. Don't film.
No.
It's not for clout.
Listen, on my side of the street, it was so genuine. It just came off terribly wrong.
Was that distasteful to you, the idea of not for... I said, don't film. It's not for clout. And Adrian just looked at me like... You know, like it was just... Like people who live in the ridges look at me. You know what I'm saying? Like where they just look and they go, you're not us.
You're not like us.
Yeah. All right, who's going to play our stupid game?
That'll be Courtney Johnson from North Las Vegas.
Courtney, we don't have any prizes. We're just playing a stupid game. You want to play stupid what came first game? Good.
Yeah.
I like that you want to hang out. We like having friends. Okay, Courtney, which came first? The Matrix or Titanic?
The Matrix.
I'm looking at the answers and I'm going, God, I don't know.
I know.
Even in my head. I'm looking at the answer. I'm like, I don't think that's right. She says Matrix. What say you? Matrix or Titanic?
Matrix.
Adrian.
Titanic.
Titanic 1997. The Matrix 1999.
No.
Yeah, Titanic. No. Titanic was first. I'm not sure I believe that either. Which came first, Courtney? Friends or The Simpsons?
The Simpsons.
Adrian?
The Simpsons.
Michaela?
The Simpsons.
Yeah, substantially. 1989 for The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And Friends was 1994. This one blows my mind a bit. Which came first? Amazon Prime Video or Facebook?
That's a tough one.
It sure is.
Facebook.
Michaela.
I'll say Facebook too.
Adrian.
Facebook.
Facebook 04. Amazon Prime Video 06.
Yeah.
But it took a while.
Crazy though.
Yeah, it took a while for Facebook to get going.
Uh-huh.
Which came first, Courtney? Nintendo 64 or South Park?
Come on.
Well, Adrian's dog cussing me in the other room.
I'm going to go with Nintendo 64.
I love that you were mouthing curse words.
No. I was saying the answer. I think I know what it is.
It was funnier to me that you were cursing at me. Courtney, what did you say?
Nintendo 64.
Adrian, you were mouthing the answer?
I'm going with South Park.
South Park. And Michaela?
I'm going to go South Park.
Nintendo 64, 1996. South Park, 1997.
Dang!
another just... it's just hard, this one. The launch of Amazon.com... Yeah, I'm just going to read it as it is. The launch of Amazon.com or the founding of Google?
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
Me first?
Yeah, you first. Yeah. You always get to go first because you're the guest.
Yeah.
Thanks. The founding of Google.
Michaela.
I'm going to say the founding of Google.
Adrian.
I'm also going with the founding of Google.
I would have too. I heard of Google. I heard, yeah, you know what I'm about to say. Didn't we all hear of Google way before Amazon?
Yeah.
Sure we did. But Jeff Bezos founded Amazon as a bookseller in 1995. Google launched in 1998.
No way.
Now, Amazon.com as we know it probably came much later, but the actual founding... Yeah, I could do this all day. Oh, just one more. Ooh, it's like potato chips.
No, I'm into it. Do it.
No, I can't stop. It's like potato chips.
That's so real.
No one gets it. And by the way,
you can't have just one.
I know.
No.
You need the whole bag.
I remember we were talking, you were mocking me the other day, and I'm not sure why, about Frito Scoops. Adrian was giving me crap about Frito Scoops, which, and did I not tell you that my wife's bean dip is molten lava? I was afraid that we were going to have to pay for my buddy Todd's medical bills because he scorched the top of his mouth.
Oh.
And do you know how many Frito Scoops are left? None, because I got into them two nights ago and could not stop.
Good for you, man.
I must have ate the whole half a bag that was left. Okay, so one more of these, like Frito Scoops. The first Twilight movie, Courtney, The first Twilight movie or The Dark Knight? Again, I know the answer and I'm...
I'm going to go with The Dark Knight.
And I'm going to tell you, this is almost not fair because it's really close.
Kay.
It's super close. Twilight movie or Dark Knight?
Twilight movie.
Courtney said Dark Knight. Michaela said Twilight.
The Dark Knight.
They both came out in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight in July. Twilight in November. So it's almost not fair. It's just stupid. Courtney, can we check and at least see if we have Chet Buchanan Show shirts? I don't think we do. We don't have anything.
Yeah.
It's literally, you know what it's like? No, you know what it's like when you go look in the cupboards and it's like, really, are we out of everything?
Yeah.
It's summertime. There's no food.
This is what I say to you. But let us at least look. Hang on one second.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Here's some good news on top of good news. It's a 4-day week, and we're already to Wednesday with your good feeling stories of the day. A 13-year-old girl in California beat up a grown you-know-what man that tried to attack her. Yeah, it happened in Carmel, which, you know, is down there on the coast.
Yeah, beautiful.
She was walking home from school. Dude comes out from between two cars and tried to take her down. Different reports say wrestler. I saw another one said puncher. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all this other stuff. She's taken jiu-jitsu for the last 3 years.
Oh, my God. I love her.
And it's paying off. And by the way, I'm thinking of all my buddies that bring their kids and come out to Toy Drive. And much love to you right now. Her sensei, her jiu-jitsu teacher, says that she punched him in the face, got him in a headlock, kneed him a couple of times, you know where.
Dang.
Then spun him around and threw him on the ground. At some point during all of that, she stomped on his foot and broke his ankle for him.
Oh my God.
Just so he'd have something to remember her by, you know what I'm saying? She then did. So what do you do after you disarm your attacker? Ran.
Good for this 13-year-old girl.
Got the heck out of there. She was not hurt. The guy was gone by the time cops got there, but they're trying to track him down. I'm not quite sure how they know that he had a broken ankle, but, you know, maybe she felt that had happened.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, good for her.
That's amazing.
And everybody who's taking martial arts, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody who's teaching it. And then there's this. A 5-year-old girl in Denver named Astoria Massa. Did you see this? She supposedly went viral. It didn't cross my timeline.
Huh.
But Qdoba forgot her side of guac. And she's five. And it was pretty much the end of the world. Her parents posted a video of her with tears in her eyes saying that she was heartbroken.
Oh.
Company saw it. Posted an update after they came through for her in a big way. They brought her back into the store, had a chef teach her how to make her own guacamole for the future, gave her a whole bunch of free swag, and named her Qdoba's brand new CGO. That's Chief Guacamole Officer.
Oh, my God.
What?
Dude, that's so cute.
What? That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hello, my lovely. Straight up 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 28th palindrome day.
Yes, sir.
Another palindrome day. Yes. Same forwards as it is backwards. 528-25. We got two more of them left.
Woo!
Hey, listen, you got to have something to live for, Michaela.
You know what, dude? You're right. Let me take that. Let me roll back that sarcasm. Let's go, palindrome.
No, stick with the sarcasm. Okay. It's okay. Fine. Tell you, be authentic. Be authentic, you. Be your best authentic self. It's great. Starting to get warmer through the week. 105 to 108 this weekend.
Oof.
I know. And then I said that to my wife last night. She's like, oh God. And then she went, yeah. I guess it's June.
Yeah.
You know, that's really it. Although it's a little more than usual. We should be in the 90s. Then it's going to dip down. I guess we might get a little rain in like 85 by this time next week. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's schizophrenic.
Yeah, it totally is.
Oh, yeah. No, it's on its... Can I say that?
Yeah.
It's on its period. It's PMSing. It's just...
Totally.
Mood swings.
Got it.
That's what I'm...
That's so funny that you say that and how you see that, because my bass player this morning texted me, I want to take care of my wife and I love her so much, but I just don't know how during
that's
that
time.
That's
what he said or that's what you
that's
said?
That's what he texted me this morning, already this morning. How do I love my wife better when she's PMSing?
Come on.
Uh-huh. I thought it was so sweet. And also I was like, I don't know, bro. You've been married to her for like 10 years. What do you normally do? You have a kid together. Like, you haven't figured it out by now. I don't know.
Are you laughing
know.
At my jaw dropped? Or are you just in the whole thing?
No, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
You've been married to her for 10 years. What are you asking now?
What are you doing?
Blown away.
I know. Listen, my bandmates come to me for a lot of things. And sometimes I have advice and sometimes I'm like, no clue. This one I have no clue.
How do I love my wife better when she's having...
That time of the month. I said, well, babe, have you asked her?
No, you don't do that.
You don't.
I'll tell you as a boy. No, you don't do that.
How do you handle it?
patient. You have to be patient. Yeah. You have to understand it, that that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not personal.
Right.
And it's not you. You also have to be super. You have to be make sure of what you're doing. If you're going to see, here's the thing. You can't be that guy that then goes every time she disagrees with you or every time you're an idiot and she's mad at you. You can't be like, what? Are you on your period?
Oh, yeah. Okay. If there's right. any advice, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And you can't. No, sometimes you're the idiot. And you also have to realize that.
Yeah.
But when it is, you know, here's it. Well, if you're asking me.
Yeah, no, I am, because it's so different from me. I mean, there's two of us in the house
at
the same time, and we're just like, I want to murder you, but also I love you. So we're just trying to take care of each other. I have no idea.
Adrian, pay attention. I'm about to give advice.
Write it down.
Well, me, I'm listening.
If you've got work to do, you know, go ahead. But... I always lead with the idea that that might be it. You know what I'm saying? When it's off, you know when it's off.
Uh-huh.
You know when it's off.
Yeah.
My wife does the same thing for me, but kind of in a different way. If I'm off, and we, you know, and I've blasted off for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because we all do it.
Totally.
She'll look and go, okay, what's changed? What's different?
Okay, that's a good way to say it.
She had therapy a billion years ago, and that's what she took from it. And it's a great way to go. To step in and go, okay, what's changed?
Love that.
I know, right?
That opens up such a nice conversation without anyone feeling defensive.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't have to explore it. You just figure it out for yourself.
Oh, in my first mistake. I'm like, what's changed, Lisa? Everyone's like, no.
No, no.
I text her right now. I'm like, ask her what's changed when she wakes up.
Yeah, what's changed? What's different?
Oh,
with
God,
you?
Now we're really going to get into trouble.
Because you're in such a pissy mood. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Well,
it just,
Hard no.
Hey, you know what we should do? Maybe a Michaela's hometown parent. What do you say? The other advice from my mother back in the day. Anybody who listened to this show for a while, you know. What's the first rule of holes? Stop digging. If you're in a hole, the first rule of holes is
stop.
If you're in one, stop digging.
So funny.
So let's play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. What do you say? Jessica Honer from Centennial Hills, or as Adrian is hoping to popularize,
the chills.
The chills.
The chills.
The chills, by the way, is all alone in fourth place on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Sunrise Manor.
The city of champions.
That one stuck, by the way.
Yeah.
Also, I saw a map the other day.
Uh-huh.
I saw a map of Las Vegas by community. You know, they were trying to show, well, this is where Enterprise is.
Yeah.
This is where Paradise is. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can work with this. Sunrise Manor is basically what we used to call the East Side. Back in the day, we used to, in fact, if you combined East Side and Northtown-ish, according to this thing, that's Sunrise Manor. And I'm kind of here for it.
Okay.
But that's, they lead the way with 23 wins overall, Silverado Ranch and Aliante. Second with 15, Best of the West with 13, and then the Chills, Centennial Hills, with 12. I kind of like saying them together.
Yeah.
The Chills, Centennial Hills. I don't think you could say Centennial Hills, the Chills. That seems awkward to me, and it seems like you're forcing it.
Yeah, trying too hard.
The Chills, Centennial Hills. Yeah, it's got a little flow.
Yeah.
Because when you look at me, you go, there's a guy who knows flow. Well, there's a guy.
This is
there's
our guy.
There's a guy. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If Eminem hadn't gotten there first. Oh, yeah. That guy. 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Jessica Honer from Centennial Hills goes for win number 3. And we got Ricky Martin tickets. Those before you can buy them? Yep. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Ricky Martin's here for Mexican Independence Weekend, September 12th and 13th, a Friday and Saturday.
So
at
fun.
At the Coliseum at Caesars. We have tickets for the Friday night show, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Would you like them? Well, then you should play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. You should defeat the champion, and you should walk away with those tickets. 702-364-9898.
Hey!
Right. Well, I told you about the flow.
Obviously, Michaela. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
I have a question.
Yes?
Are you good at spelling?
Dochi, D-O-E-C-H-I-I.
Okay, sir.
Oh, I know why you're asking. I know why you're asking, because they're on the TV. They're, can I tell you something?
What?
I actually went to Washington, D.C. to compete.
In a spelling bee?
Yeah, I won the state championship.
What was the word? The winning word.
There were many.
I know. As I said that, I was like, Michaela, many.
Yeah.
But do you remember the winning word?
Uh-uh.
Can I tell you that
I don't. Here's what's funny, too, because that's how my brain works, that I'm obsessive. I don't remember the word that knocked me out.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah. I remember the word was onomatopoeia. I was in the third grade.
Ah.
And I don't know if I told you this story. I told everybody that I was so good at spelling, but onomatopoeia was the word that got me kicked out. And then it wasn't until a few years ago that my brother was like, Mick, that's not your story. That's a story plot from Hey Arnold. And he was in the fourth grade. Onomatopoeia was his word. And I was like, oh my God, dude, you're so right. That never happened to me before. I told people for years, publicly, anyone that would listen, I was like, onomatopoeia is my death word. It's not. It was Hey Arnold's.
It's Hey Arnold's.
Yeah. Psycho. So, good. Glad someone can spell on this show.
Sorry, Adrian.
I can't spell.
I'm sorry, Adrian.
No,
true.
Not a good speller?
No, not at all.
Huh.
Really?
I kind of thought you were.
Well, thank you.
I don't know why. I mean, see, and then I almost did it. Then I almost did it. Miguel, I was like, well, I don't know why I thought that.
What was I thinking? Oh, yeah, duh.
Okay, so the fact that you ripped off an entire plot line.
For years.
That you lived the life of it. Do you think people knew?
I think that the diehards of Hey Arnold knew. But
right,
it was so obscure. No, I think people believe me. I think they were like, way to go, Michaela. You're competitive enough. That could make sense. It's just not true. It's not my story to tell.
But it's really funny.
They walked away.
Psycho.
It's like, what is wrong with this lady?
They were like, yeah, she thinks she's Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
She'll shank me.
Arnold!
Just that. Did you notice that people were keeping pointy objects away from you?
Yeah, I feel like people do that with me regardless of the stories I tell.
Oh, there's no two ways about it now.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah, look how nice and fuzzy everything is in that room.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Michaela's
like, oh, they think I'm such a star.
Yeah.
No, we're just keeping everything...
We want to keep you safe.
Yeah, well... You can take care of yourself. That's for the rest of us.
That's hilarious.
You notice how nobody ever goes in there?
Nobody. Right. Yeah, and the room is kind of padded if you look around, actually. Oh, I'm seeing it now.
This is why we told you. You should paint that room in a color that will, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep you calm.
Yeah. It's all making sense now.
Just to kind of cool things off a touch.
I was like, can I paint it red? He was like, no, how about a nice, nice cream?
Can I paint it red? Well, how about a soft pink?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tap into your feminine.
You know what we're talking about, right, Jess?
I sure do. I can spell, but I definitely can't pronounce, as seen yesterday.
No, you did good. Boy, I'll tell you, okay, for everybody who missed it, Jessica Honer of Centennial Hills, who is our two-time champion now, almost was not because she believed Benson Boone's name was Benson Boone, and we weren't, and no, it was great, though, because you helped us a lot, because this started a big conversation with bosses. It went up the chain a bit.
Yeah.
That, because Michaela, as long as you said the word in English and we had a decent idea that you might know what you were talking about, Michaela would give it, you know, when they say, let's go to the judges, and Michaela would have been like,
yeah.
You know, Adrian and I are like, eh, it's not even in the area code, right? It's not even in the 702.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
my teenage daughter definitely got on my case on this one.
I'm sure she loved that.
That's so funny.
Mom, how do you not know Benson Boone? Yeah, your teenage so daughter's funny. Like, how do you not know Benson Boone?
Who's Dosia?
I should go wake her up right now, but I'll do this on my own.
Yeah, and the Dosia
the
was
best.
A good one.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a delicious drink.
So
love her.
And now, and so we're all on the same page you've got to give the correct answer.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
You've got to give the right answer.
Yep.
Damn straight.
Otherwise, lawsuits will be filed.
Yeah. No, I'm going to take it serious.
And if there's one thing this company is afraid of, it's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
It is. They hate it. They hate the idea.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
No, I don't either.
I don't blame them. No, I don't blame them one bit.
In fact,
the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, yeah, I used to think they were fun haters and wouldn't let us do anything.
Now you're like, wait.
Well, now, you know what? Fine. If we got to hate the fun to, you know, to keep the company afloat.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Great. Who's our challenger?
We got Jackie Orozco representing Aliante.
Thank God. Jackie Orozco, how are you? Oh, wait. Can't hear her. There we go. Hi, Jackie Orozco.
Hi.
Hi.
Aliante, as you may have heard us mention a moment ago, tied for second place overall on the big board with 15 wins. And Jackie, you've played, what, a couple times? Three times?
I played like once, but I didn't win.
Oh.
I thought you played more.
Well, the good news is that you know how to play. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because while you think you may have buzzed in first, you may not have. A lot of times Jessica will fight that battle with us, and, you know, we just got to tell her how it is sometimes.
Or her daughter will.
Yeah. Or the lawyers. And first 1-3 wins the game, and your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon. Michaela Gordon.
This comic pop star who just, I'm sorry, this legendary pop star made headlines for trying to light up a cigarette on a recent flight to Cabo, but has just announced she's starting a new jewelry line. What's her name?
Jessica.
Jessica. No, Jessica's buzzed in four times now.
Brittany. Oh, my answer?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Britney Spears.
Is it Britney Spears? Jewelry line. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, dude.
What do you know about it?
Not much. That's it. That's all that's in the headline.
It's jewelry.
Yeah, it's jewelry. It's a line, and she's doing it.
Why do I don't know why. Why am I envisioning this will be like a Tiffany ripoff?
Oh, I can see that.
Or a Tiffany riffoff.
Or I'm not puka sure which shell necklaces. You know she's into that.
Or little one-hitters. Little one-hitter on a chain.
Yeah.
The one-hitter. Brought to you by Britney Spears.
All right. It's called Be Tiny, by the way.
What's that?
It's called Be Tiny, the old jewelry line.
What do you know about it?
I just Googled it. It seems like some hand jewelry. Looks like henna. You know, like something you'd wear if you had henna. You know what I'm talking about, Michaela?
Oh, yeah. The girls know. Where the necklaces have a chain that connect to the rings. Girls, you know what he's talking about, right?
Not at all.
Those braids, I hear that.
No, you were right. When you said chain that connects to the rings, yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then it goes to, like, something on your wrist?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like some kind of trippy, freaky-deaky thing that she'd do.
At Claire's at the mall.
Claire's.
So you can see it when you're doing your knife dance.
Exactly.
Did you ever see that, where she had the knives?
Yes, dude.
Yeah, the cops went to her house.
The machetes.
Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, champion, one zip.
The song Lose Control has set a new record with 92 weeks on the Hot 100 list. What's the name of the singer?
Really, you guys? Jackie, I think. Am I the only one that can't understand who's buzzing in?
No, I think it was Jackie.
Okay, good. It's just me. Jackie.
Teddy Swims?
Is it Teddy Swims? We are tied.
This actress, best known for her roles in Parent Trap and Mean Girls.
Jackie.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan.
Are we talking about Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Go, girl.
Challenger 2, champion 1.
This actor is turning host for a new show on National Geographic and hopefully takes away some of the spotlight from his wife's ongoing lawsuit with Justin Baldoni.
Jessica got in first.
Blake Lively.
For the tie, is it Blake Lively?
Oh, it's her husband.
Wait, hold on. Just hang on. No, hold up now. Hang on. Don't say no mo. You don't get to answer twice.
Shut up,
Gary. So it's not Blake Lively. Where? Oh, you were looking for the husband?
The husband's name.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer, Jackie?
I do. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, the husband is Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Game over.
Oh, my
game
gosh.
Over.
Wow. Oh, game over.
Oh, my God. Go, girl.
Thank you.
We have a brand new champion.
Oh.
How did that happen?
I have no idea.
Oh. I just looked over. I looked over to see what the score was, and I went, oh, that's
game
three.
Game over.
Oh, that's three. Game over. Jessica, you are just a blast in a glass.
We love you.
Yeah, we got to hang out. You're
next
awesome.
Time, I just need Seahawks questions. Kate,
getting into the personal side of the Chet Buchanan show.
Okay.
All right. There. Okay.
Love
it. Yeah, we're the Seahawks family that comes to the toy drive every year.
Oh, my God. I know. Yes, I know. Well, you're one of about six, so yeah. I have no doubt that I would recognize you if I saw you.
All right. Well, good luck, Jackie. Have fun at your
thank you so much. And I enjoyed listening to you yesterday. I was dying laughing.
Cuties.
Ugh. Jessica's got groupies.
I know. It's so cute.
That's so good. All right. Bye, Jess.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
See you later. And Jackie Roscoe.
Yeah,
longtime P1 of the Chet Buchanan Show.
Thank you, guys.
Our brand new champion, and Aliante is now all alone in second with 16 wins overall. And Jackie Orozco from Aliante has two tickets before you can buy them to Ricky Martin live in Las Vegas Friday, September 12th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, courtesy of Live Nation. We will see you tomorrow because finally she's a champion. On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
We're late. We got to catch up. It's 177 second survey. Who's on the phone?
We got Bailey Phillips from North Las Vegas.
B. Phil. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
Your 177 second survey starts right now. Out of an average month, how many days do you feel like you are fully healthy? I think this is an attitude question. You know what I mean? It's an attitude question.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm that healthy, but I feel like I'm healthier than the average.
Fully healthy.
Maybe I'm not fully healthy, no. I would say maybe, like, out of days of the week, maybe 4 days.
Oh, good Lord. Michaela, how many days do you feel fully healthy?
God, I would say 25, 26.
Oh.
Adrian?
Wait, zero. I was thinking end of the week.
Zero.
You
never feel fully healthy.
None of us get enough sleep, and none of us are technically hydrated.
Okay.
So when you guys say fully healthy,
okay, true.
But you just
zero.
Don't, you don't feel...
Oh, good. So we're all in survival mode.
Thanks, Eeyore.
Yeah, thanks. Great. I was trying to be so optimistic.
Just hissing at Adrian.
Chet literally just hissed at Adrian.
I don't know what
that
is. Like that, it's the cobra.
Uh-huh.
It's the cobra. No, we used to do that to our buddy who was negative.
That's so
everything
funny.
Was just like,
yeah.
Well, great. None of us. We're all going to die.
Zero.
No, it's the curse of a morning show. They got us up at 4 a.m. What is this?
True.
No one's ever.
How many days are you healthy?
That's so great. Although, the tired part.
Totally.
I smell what you're cooking there. This is why I said I think this is an attitude question. The average American will tell you that they feel fully healthy 19 days a month.
Yeah.
So two-thirds of the time, Again, fatigue, mood changes, digestive issues, headaches.
Allergies.
And that's sure. Yeah, great.
Just adding on.
Yeah, that wasn't here, but yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, fine. How long is the... is this one over here? None of us.
I swear
if
to
you
God.
Answer zero, if you don't, if you answer anything other than zero,
you're lying.
God, it's
you're
like lying. It's like we talked about politics.
I know. You know?
We slept for 5 hours last night, liar.
Yeah, none of us are healthy. Yeah.
It's a morning show curse.
And how dare you? You're a liar.
Who gets 8 hours of sleep? Ridiculous.
Hey, Bailey. And some of us have memory loss. I knew we were out of time, but whatever. Bailey, how long is the perfect vacation?
The perfect vacation? I would say about a week long.
Michaela, perfect vacation.
10 days.
Ooh. Adrian.
One that doesn't end. Or 2 weeks.
Buddy.
Oh, my God.
Man, who hurt you right now? We just came off a long weekend. You all right?
Two weeks.
You okay?
Okay, fine. I'll give you a 2 weeks.
2 weeks. You hear how he even said it in his voice? He was like,
you asked me what a perfect vacation is.
No, I did.
One that never ends, baby.
Of course I did. But I don't know. Just felt like you know.
It's honestly a good answer.
The one that never ends.
Hell yeah.
As soon as I can get out of here.
Keep me on the beach forever.
Get me healthy even though I never end.
I'll never be healthy enough because I'll be dehydrated and my vacation will be always be too short.
Yeah. Inspiring words by Adrian Hernandez.
Man, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Uplifter.
God, get us out of here. Forget it.
We've got four reserved seats for our advanced screening of DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon. Movie's probably gonna suck, Bailey. I'm sorry, but you know.
Dare you.
I don't think so.
I love Toothless. This is gonna be a great movie.
Poor Bailey.
Sorry. You know they're reserved seats, but they're probably not gonna be the ones you want.
Probably no butter on the popcorn.
By the way, I'm trusting on our friends at Frost Communications to understand this is a bit, right?
Yeah,
this
kidding.
Is all.
Kidding.
I'm sure the seats are great and the movie's going to be awesome. I have no doubt. Otherwise, we wouldn't give the tickets away. But since they've got a filter through Adrian, hey, man, I'm just telling it how it is. Is that how that goes with the people online?
Yeah.
And he's I'll tell you what's going to happen. Off the air, he's going to go, what? You don't want me to tell the truth? Absolutely we do.
Yeah, you have more of that.
You have no... We want more of this.
Well, I
somebody's got to stand up for the people, Adrian.
Listen, Bailey, it's going to be a great movie. I'll be there. It's going to be incredible.
Oh,
great.
Oh, great. Yeah, the Uplifter will be there.
Popcorn for everybody.
Let's go. Oh, you can't probably. You can't say stuff like that.
Yes,
dog.
I can. It's available for everybody to purchase. Talking about.
Oh my God! Give him the claw again. Hiss at him right now. You hiss at him right now,
no,
Chad.
We gotta go.
I'll see you there, baby.
I don't know who. I don't know what woke him up just now, but what were you reading on your phone right before we came? Did you get a text from your baby mama? What happened? What happened? Bailey, we love you.
Love you, Bailey.
I'm going to put you on hold.
I love you guys.
I'm going to put you on hold. Good luck with Adrian.
Sorry about that.
Here, hang on. Be nice to Bailey. Like what? You won't look at me.
I'm very confused.
You won't look at me. Why?
Because I said the perfect vacation's one that never ends. That's not a negative thing to say.
I don't know.
It's
giving
thing
We
to
Are
say.
The World energy, and we don't want that.
And I'm with it.
Was it We Are the World? No, it sounded more like, just if I didn't have to ever go back to work.
Yeah, bro, what do you mean? The people, what's your dream job? Yeah, the one where I don't have to work. What's the work?
Yes!
They tried to trick you into saying...
You know what? We got it wrong, Adrian.
Oh, what were we saying earlier on the show?
4-day work weeks for me. Come on.
Beautiful.
Oh, I love all of this. I'm just, you know, this is one of those things where it's like I've got to harness it and, you know, got to keep it so we can get to the break reasonably on time.
Okay.
But no.
Pass that.
Keep bringing more of that. Buddy, that's awesome. All right, relationship rehab coming up next. The stepdad was not invited to graduation. Oh, yeah. He's doing something about it, though. And that's where the trouble begins. Not him. The problem. Well, yes, the problem. Yes, the problem is that he wasn't invited to the graduation.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the trouble begins after that. I'm team stepdad.
Okay.
Just so you know, I'm team stepdad. Relationship rehab coming up in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! Well, my lovelies, Wednesday, May 20th, I was said April, and that's just not right because it's almost June.
Mm-hmm.
May 28th, the 2025, one of the last two palindrome days. The same front word says it is backwards.
Yep.
5/28/25. In alphabetical order, Basic is graduating today. Basic Academy of International Studies.
I know, dude. Didn't think that's what it was.
Me neither. And honestly, when I first typed it out, I'm like, who the hell's that? Oh, Basic High School. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Basic Academy of International Studies. I like it. Then there's just something called Academy. They're walking today.
Cool.
Chaparral, LVA, Las Vegas High School. I love Las Vegas High School because they go, we're not going to the Thomas Mack or the Orleans. We're doing it at our own field, pound sand. This is how we work.
Love it.
Liberty, Northwest Career Tech, Shadow Ridge and Sunrise Mountain High School, all walking today. Congratulations. Proud of you. We love you. Wherever you're going this summer, take us with you on the Odyssey app.
No, you didn't.
Management likes that when you do that.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know what mood we're in today as a show, but I'm kind of into it.
Same mood we're in every day.
I know. We're just kind of doing our most authentic selves, and I really like it.
Good.
Yeah.
See how you feel about this relationship rehab.
Fine.
Got to get some off my chest, guys. My stepdaughter graduated, and I wasn't invited.
Oy.
I have been in her life since she was 4 months old.
Oh, my God.
I know. I married her mother when she turned 2. I've been there, consistent, showed up, loved her like she was my own.
Mm-hmm.
But come graduation day, I was not given a seat.
Mm-mm.
They told me there were only 8 tickets. So let me tell you who made the list. My wife, her 2 sisters. Wait, God, help me work through this.
Okay.
His wife made the list. It says my wife, her 2 sisters. Do you believe that means her as in stepdaughter or his wife's 2 sisters?
I think his wife's 2 sisters, so her aunts.
So 2 aunties. So wife, 2 aunties. Biological dad. See, it says her uncle, and it's capitalized. My wife, comma. Capitalized her 2 sisters. I think it's okay. Yeah. No, you're right. The aunties.
Okay.
Maybe.
Usually.
Nope. Right. Nope. Because that comes up later. So she's got 2 sisters.
Okay. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. I could have worked this out on my own if I'd have just read it another time. Okay. My wife, her 2 sisters, her biological dad, her uncle, her grandma, her aunt, and her boyfriend. 8 tickets, and I wasn't one of them.
Oh, I don't know.
I've been sitting with that pain all day. Oh, no, this gets better. This is half the story. You just heard the setup.
Oh, God.
I've been sitting with that pain all day. I took time off work. 3 days gone. I drive trucks. That's money and time that I can never get back. And still, I got left out. So today, I made some decisions. I removed her from my car and health insurance.
Ooh.
I took her off everything I'd been covering. I told her mother since she's grown and graduated, she can go stay with her father, the one that she made room for over me. Now there's tension in my house. Emotions are high, but I'm standing on what I feel because the truth is I'm so hurt.
Of course.
I'm not mad. Just deeply, genuinely hurt. I don't need applause. I just needed to speak my truth. Thanks for listening.
Oh, man.
Can we just move ahead? Can we just move ahead on this?
Yeah.
And can we all agree? Can we all agree going forward? We all agree he should have been there, right?
Totally.
He should he be there and biological dad out?
I don't know about that.
Guy's been there since she was 4 months old.
Yeah, but so is her biological dad.
Don't know that for sure. I would question how much he was involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Michaela. Michaela, okay.
What's that look in your eye? Where are you going?
Shouldn't he be there over the boyfriend? 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Who's the boy and who's the boyfriend? You know what I mean? Like, is he older? Because, is he, you know?
Oh, God. I would even maybe, like, I want to say even over the aunt, but I'm an aunt. So
you'd be devastated.
I would be because I.
You'd look at that list. You would look at that list the same way he is.
Oh, yeah. I'd break in. You couldn't keep me away. Like, I don't give me a ticket. I'll find my own. But I'm trying to think who would. Her sisters have to be there. Her grandma, her mom, her bio dad.
Okay, here's my wish for this was to take the first part out of the equation.
Okay,
Adrian, you're awfully quiet over there.
I don't like this guy's the way he's moving.
Oh,
he's valid to be hurt, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh well,
where is he wrong?
Hold up! Oh,
sorry.
First things first.
Sorry.
First things first.
Spicy.
Do we agree? Okay, maybe I'm making assumptions. Well, I'm definitely making assumptions. Let me try and clear this up. Should he be there?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then who goes? To me, it was easy. Stepdad in, biological dad out. You make a good. I was making the assumption that the biological dad was not involved. Who? Okay, biological or stepdad in. Who goes? I say boyfriend goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the most logical, being kicked out.
Okay, Michaela, you're the only one left. Gotta make a decision.
Yes,
make a
the
decision.
Boyfriend.
Make a decision. Yeah, boyfriend's out.
Yeah.
Okay, so stepdad's in.
Yeah.
Now the second part.
Oh, God.
Are we with, because he's hurt and because they made a choice, he made a choice.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Mm. Do you agree with that choice? 702-364-9898. We all agree, okay? Can we stipulate for the court that we all agree that he should have been there?
Yes.
Doesn't matter who shouldn't have.
Right.
Really.
Yeah, should have.
Not really. But he should have been there.
Yes.
Because he wasn't there, he said, fine, you're grown now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to pay for all this stuff. You decided I didn't need to be there. So I decided I don't need to pay.
Yeah.
We already know Adrian's in with a no vote on that one. Where do you stand? 702-364-9898 right now. It's Relationship Rehab.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Right. Relationship Rehab. Stepdad got left out of the graduation. They had 8 tickets. So the story goes. And by the way, he has been in her life since she was 4 months old, married her mother when she turned 2, gave up 3 days of work. He's a truck driver. So that's 3 days is big.
Mm-hmm.
3 days is big. Cause if you're not driving, you're not getting paid. Period.
Totally.
In 3 days, that's 10% of the month.
Yeah. It's a lot.
So, he's like, still, I got left out. Oh, the boyfriend got a ticket. Eesh. Or is it her aunt and her boyfriend? There's so many things that are like, is the boyfriend's aunt? Is it the grads?
I feel like it's the
grads.
I'm
sorry. Is it the boyfriend's aunt? Is it the aunt's boyfriend? Right?
Oh.
No, I think it's her boyfriend.
I agree with you.
The girl who's graduating, I think it's her boyfriend.
I agree with you. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm examining all possibilities here. That, you know, the thing.
But if it was the aunt's boyfriend, it plays better into my cards. But we'll continue. It
plays better into your cards.
Yeah, 100%. But we'll get into it.
All right. Spicy. He's got two nicknames today.
I know.
Spicy Hernandez.
I know. I'm kind of into what he's going to say because he's very passionate. I feel very passionate about my response.
He's fired up today. I dig it.
And I think it's going to be totally opposite.
Okay. So anyway, he got left out. Doesn't matter why. Doesn't matter how. He got left out.
Yeah.
There were 8 tickets. He didn't get one. And he should have. Can we? Maybe that's the part we should stipulate to. Can we agree that he should have gotten a ticket?
Yeah.
Yes.
Elizabeth, can we agree that he should have gotten a ticket?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Now he's like, I've been sitting with that pain all day. So today I made some decisions. I removed her from my car and health insurance, took her off everything I've been covering, everything he'd been covering.
Yeah.
And told her mother, since she's grown and graduated, she can now go stay with her father, the one that she made room for over me. Now people are mad at him and he's sticking to it. Elizabeth, thoughts?
To be completely honest with you, my dad probably would have done the same thing. My parents are still together, but my dad would have done that. He and I probably would have done the same thing. I would have even gotten rid of the aunt and been like, let me come over the aunt. I'm more important than they are. I paid all of your bills.
Truth.
I should be the one that's there.
Truth.
Yep.
Messages were sent. Michaela?
I think that he's right. I would have done it too. Elizabeth is right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's very expensive to keep people on your insurance, on all of those things. That's really a way to step up, take care of her as your daughter. Nobody else was doing it. I don't think it's petty at all. I think, fine, you're grown, you're graduated, you're 18. But go ahead then. Oh, I'd be so upset.
Decisions were made on both sides.
Let me say, as an aunt, if my niece and nephew were close to their stepdad, I would have said, I'm devastated, I can't go, but the stepdad should be there, take my ticket. That's how important it is to me if the stepdad has been taking care of my niece and nephew.
What's your
As an aunt, I wouldn't have been felt left out at all.
At all. Right. I would have seen him. I would have been bummed out, but I would think that the stepfather should have a ticket over me.
A second ago you thought otherwise. You just had a minute to think about it.
No.
And you're allowed to change your mind.
Yes, totally. Let me clarify then. As an aunt in real life, I would want to be there at the graduation, hands down. And I feel like I financially contributed. However, and I would have my feelings hurt. However, with the stepdad, it being like the parent should still be there over the aunt or even the grandma.
My favorite part of this is you feel confident in this because you know it's never going to happen to you. So it's
I know. I'm like, don't relate. And I'll be right. There. So.
You would have to, yeah, if it was happening to you, we might all have to get together and help her shank somebody.
Except us and my nephew in 3 years at his graduation. I'll be front row.
Adrian and I might have to go dig a hole while she goes while she goes and takes care of some business, you know, and she'll meet us later.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
No, I mean, maybe it felt like I had a flip with the script. I just do. I think the parent is a parent.
Hey, no argument from me.
Right?
I'm sensing the argument may come from the spicy one.
Listen, his feelings are validated.
Yeah.
But it's still petty. It's still vindictive. As
Why?
A father figure in this woman's life, what type of lesson are you teaching her? And I can assume, based on this reaction, this whole little give and take game is not the first time he's done that. And when you're telling me that the entire family is there except you, there's something bigger here, something bigger at play.
Well, so when you ask, there were to respond to your different, you said, I'll just say the one thing that stuck in my mind, choices have consequences.
100%.
So they made choices. So he decided that, okay, if I'm shut out, why am I still paying for all this? So they shut him out and he should just keep paying even though they're treating him like crap.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
She's also 18.
There's other events. So what? What do you mean? What do you think an 18-year-old can afford all that? If you're still a father figure in their life? Like, what do you mean?
Best part of that too is you missed it because it's radio. But he was kind of leaned back from the mic. He thought about his answer for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he leaned in and said, yes.
Not because
that was great.
Michaela,
that was great.
Sire, they just went, sire, my son.
Yeah.
and his mother just went on vacation.
Yep.
Went to Hawaii. Yep. I would have loved to go to Hawaii. I couldn't because I have to work and there's things I needed to handle.
I know it's different.
But if
different.
I react, well, what if I was planning to go and then they, hey, we switched it around.
Oh, but what if it rained? You know what I mean?
That, yeah, that's not the argument. Play what
if. Fair enough.
To me.
I just, what type of lesson are you leaving to someone that you've raised?
If you're grown enough to give the ticket to your boyfriend.
Thank you for reminding me my point. No, the lesson is choices have consequences. And if you're going to treat somebody poorly, they may treat you poorly. They may not like it. And you don't get to just treat them like crap and then expect them to support you.
So this is someone who's married. The stepfather is married. They're still married. This woman, the daughter that's graduating, is still going to be around. You making this decision of taking them off of the insurance,
yep,
is your card to say, I'm out. This is not a fixable situation.
It teaches her to get a job. She can pay for her own insurance.
Nah, that's crazy.
She's a grown up. Nope. It's not crazy. It's 100% real.
Super disrespectful.
For the record, everybody's opinion is okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So 100%. let's not get too.
No, of course. It's just mine's right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. No, listen, I hear what Adrian
is saying.
Listen,
for the good of the show, can you just tell her she's right?
I'm just kidding.
No, I hear your point.
Yeah.
And again, the whole family got invited. You don't think someone would have been like, hey, where's...
Oh, no, the mom should have.
But she didn't.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That
says something to me.
Right. So then... Now you're making my point.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We got to shut this down. We're almost done.
Yeah,
Elizabeth, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's like,
bye, love.
I already muted you guys. I would have hung up, but I didn't want to be rude.
She's like, I'm out of here.
She's like, I'm already done with you.
No, she wanted the tea.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. No, but you're right. See, that was my concern was that his wife, the mother who knows what he's done for this kid, and is doing for this kid, she should have stepped in and said, look, we got to do something about this. You know what I mean? We got to do something about this. He should be there. He should be there. He pays your insurance. He pays, you know, for all of these things.
And
so
if he's such a whack guy that he didn't get the invite, then he shouldn't be paying the insurance. Her father can. Her mother can. There's still options that she can have her insurance and things paid. Just doesn't need to be the stepdad who apparently isn't even cool enough to invite to the graduation. Just have the mom do it.
There was a limit on tickets.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say.
And that's how you feel, and that's okay. I love that, and the fact that you've fought for it. You're outnumbered and outvoted on this one.
It's fine.
It's all good.
Yeah. Feel good about this win.
I'm kidding.
Get up,
take me everywhere. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
God bless Gloria, who's been on hold for 15 minutes now.
Oh, I know.
14 minutes and 4 seconds. As of right, what, Gloria?
Hi, no, I said, has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Has.
It's been 14 minutes that you've waited on hold. And my guess is that our producer has bribed her to hang on because she's taking his side in the argument. But
that would track.
Hey, you know,
you knew that was coming.
Just on the right side of history.
Coming.
That's it.
Shut up.
Finally, somebody smart calls in, right?
No, but I'm not taking his. I'm really not taking his. I'm not taking anybody's side, really, because my thing is. We only have one side of the story.
Gloria, may I explain the story? Gloria, may I explain the story for people who weren't listening since 8 o'clock?
Okay.
Thank you. Relationship rehab today. The stepdad, there were 8 tickets to graduation. Stepdad was not invited. He's been in his stepdaughter's life since she was 4 months old, married the mother when she was 2. He's been there the whole time. 8 tickets. Doesn't really matter who they went to, but he got shut out. So his feelings are hurt deep. And so, and he took 3 days off of work. He's a truck driver. So that cost him a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, he went out and removed her from the car and health insurance, took her, and I'm reading now, took her off everything I've been covering and told her mother, since she's grown and graduated, she can go stay with her father, the one that she made room for over me. Now there's tension in the house, emotions are high, yada, yada. So Gloria, how do you, and Michaela and I both said, good, good.
Yep.
Choices have consequences. They want to shut. They want to shut you out. Okay, dude, you don't have to pay. Adrian's shaking his head right now. He doesn't buy that theory. He says two wrongs. He says two wrongs don't make a right.
That's true. But my thing is, we need somebody else's side of the story. There is a reason why he was shut out. You know, we don't know why he was shut out. And then and another thing is, if this is just me, if your wife was invited, she couldn't have bought him as a plus one.
Mm-hmm. No, they had eight tickets. They had eight tickets,
so
and they decided
couldn't have bought as a plus one.
They made
there
choices.
There has to be a reason why he was not invited. Now maybe he's an alcoholic or something, and he can't.
No, you can't go. You can't go into that.
Okay.
You can't go into that, Michaela.
No, but let's go off that point. But let's go off that point, Gloria and Adrian. If something is up, if he's weird, if he's an alcoholic, if blah 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 blah, he still shouldn't have to. That's even more reason for him to not have to pay and keep her on his insurance and all of the things. Like, if he's been like that, then take her off and let her bio dad take over. Like, it feels even more of a reason when you're like, well, there's a reason he wasn't there. Well, then there's even more reason why you shouldn't have to continue paying for her insurance now that she's 18. Let her dad do it.
That's not.
But
the
don't do it as a tit for tat. Don't, like, I could see her being 18 and being taken off of his insurance and everything like that. But don't do it because you weren't invited to the graduation.
Why? They've told you. No, because they've told you how they feel about you. They've said, they've basically told you, we don't think you're the guy paying. Oh, I'll just be the sucker. And I'll just sit there and I'll keep paying. And these people hate me. Oh, Adrian doesn't like that. Go ahead. Adrian, go.
Michaela, if you and Lisa in your relationship, every time you guys got into it, let's say you guys got into an argument an hour before you guys were going to head out
it's
to
different.
Dinner.
We're married.
And because you guys got into an argument, she's like, yeah, we're not going. I'm not paying for this. And it's done. Because that is the behavior
different
that is being displayed.
Yeah, that's
not
the same.
It's different. But it's not. If the stepdad and the mom, the wife, get into an argument, now the family's not going to dinner because you pissed me off.
That's not that.
No, babe, that's
not that. You're talking about dinner.
Hold on a second.
Do we not all get to talk?
This graduation, I'm trying to make a point. This graduation and his actions there speak that he's done that before.
No,
you don't just come out of the
bar. Not necessarily. But you're trying to equate dinner or a concert with this graduation. And they chose on the biggest moment of this kid's life right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, there are eight people. You are not one of those eight people. And he said, okay, well, if I'm not even in the top eight, why am I number one when it comes to paying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but
yeah.
You know, that's so immature, though. Like, for him to say, okay, well, I'm not paying for this, or she can get her own insurance thing. You're supposed to be the grown-up, and like somebody said earlier, he's supposed to be the grown-up and set the example, you know, for the child.
Well, there's four other grown-ups there, so they should put her on their insurance. The grandma can put her on the insurance. The aunt that's there can put her on the insurance.
That's fine. But before, okay, I can see that happening. Before she turned 18, send her down and say, okay, you'll be 18 next month. I'm going to take you off of my insurance. You can get a job and get your own insurance or whatever. But don't do it to be vindictive because you didn't get invited to the graduation.
Oh, but okay, but you've now just learned that. So here's the lesson.
Cool.
If you treat people poorly, don't expect them to continue to take care of you. If you and listen, somebody had a conversation. It didn't just happen by the same token. It didn't just happen. He was up till the day because he took time off from work. It right up to the day of graduation. He's like, wait, I'm not going. Am I really not going?
Yeah.
Am I? So I'm not going. We have eight tickets and I'm not going. Whatever the reason is. Great. But whatever the reason is, he doesn't need to still pay.
If he's already put the money out and paid for whatever he needs to pay for, then yeah, just don't, you can't take something like that back. Now, like I said, I can see her taking her off the health and all this other stuff, but you know, don't be tit for tat. We're all grown ups here. We're trying to teach, you know, our kids how to be grown-ups and how to accept rejection.
You guys are better than I am.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys are better than I am.
Yeah, because I don't think it's vindictive.
I think so. Because that's exactly what he told the mother. Well, since I'm not invited to the wedding, to the graduation, she can pay for her own health insurance and her own this and her own that. That should have been talked about before she turned 18. She should have been sat down and that should have been discussed with her at the time.
Okay.
There's something more to this story.
Sure, but it doesn't matter. For the record, just for to your point, and we've spun around on this four different times. So, Gloria, thank you.
Thank you, Gloria.
Even if they're just to me, and this is where we'll end it. You know, Adrian said, so Adrian, to be clear, you're saying no matter what, he should just keep paying.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though.
That's crazy.
In reaction to this situation, he should still keep paying.
For how long?
That shouldn't be his response. That I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm just curious. Like,
I'm gonna have to learn.
Yeah,
like,
no,
even with my own son, I know it runs out at 25.
I hope you don't have to learn.
But like, yeah, I'm not sure. But it's not my ending. This isn't going to be a reaction to that. That's a terrible example.
I don't think so because it wasn't vindictive. He said, "Fine, okay."
So no big deal.
So it's not vindictive. So what is it? What would you classify it as?
Every action has a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I'm fascinated by this. Let me flip this on its head really quick. Then we really got to go. But let me flip this on its head. So they should be able to make their decision and he should just have his feelings hurt and that should be it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, and that's I'm accepting whatever you say.
Listen, we started off by agreeing that I feel like he should have been there.
Oh, of course.
His feelings are valid. He has a right to feel hurt. But to react like that to a daughter, someone who's you're trying to raise, you don't do that. That's such a terrible example.
Listen.
But you also don't keep him out of your graduation.
This is a different.
There's a graduation party. There's a million other things.
No, you don't keep him out of the graduation.
Like we're making this the biggest thing in the world.
It is.
It's not.
All right. Well, we agree to disagree.
But we agree to disagree.
You should probably let her have the last word. Then, if it's not, I mean, you say we're making this the biggest thing in the world. Yeah, and you keep fighting it, which is okay. I love.
Okay.
We have to go to a break. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock Wednesday morning, the 28th day of May. Still another one of those palindrome days, right?
Mm-hmm.
5/28. Yeah, it works that way, frontwards and backwards. I think tomorrow's the last day of those.
Yeah.
I believe. And as expected, I guess 5/25/25 was one of the bigger wedding days that we've seen in this town.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that, but sure.
All the different chapels were killing it over Memorial Day weekend. So,
yeah.
I'm shocked. First of all, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Do we still in 2025 have to remind people about this? A guy in the UK, the United Kingdom, fired after he did a virtual work call. No pants. Total Donald Duck in it. Total Winnie the Pooh in it. Shirt, no pants.
What a visual.
The whole deal. Bro, he didn't just forget that he wasn't wearing pants, and he didn't mistakenly think that he had his camera off.
Uh-uh.
He needed to adjust a cord, so he leaned forward, partially folded the laptop to deal with it. That meant the camera pointed down, and then, hey.
Oh, my
ho,
God.
Ho.
Bro, just put some sweatpants on. There's no need for all of that. No one wants to see that.
Well, and what sort of, hey, and now I'm going to feel the most relaxed. You know, what's your point? Or are you getting away? Do you think you're getting away with something?
Yeah, it's got to be. Because I'm cold when I don't have pants on. I would never be comfortable like that.
Yeah, that's just, it's just not my thing.
No,
it's just not my, it's just not my deal of like, hey, guess what I'm getting away with? It's just silly. I've joked about it before, but it's no.
That's not the truth.
And listen, I'll be the guy who admits it. It's not that great. It's fine. You know, like, listen, bro, you know, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Initially, he admitted what happened, but then he realized how much trouble he was in. He tried to claim that he was wearing nude colored underwear.
Oh, my God.
And then complained that they made him take the call on his day off. They weren't buying it, and they dumped him. He tried to sue. That's how we know about this, is because he tried to sue and the case got thrown out. And no, you're just an idiot. It's 2025. We know better. Put some pants on.
Yeah, dude.
Stop it.
Gross.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Yeah, we're America. We're pretty much greatest on the planet. We're pretty much number one. We know that. Just coming out of Memorial Day. Got July 4th around the corner.
Uh-huh.
We pretty much just kick A and take names. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah, we do. Uh-huh.
We're number one in pretty much everything. That's right. Oh. This is when is everybody doing their impersonation right now? We're number one. We're the greatest.
Yeah.
We do it better. Well, a study last year has found that America is number one in a lot of things, including swearing. We swear more than any other country.
Oh, I believe that.
Because I wouldn't even know who's number two. Although I would have thought the Brits might have us beat.
Oh yeah, no, that would have been fair. Definitely not like the Italians or like Europe. They're just like classy, having
yeah,
CSS.
They don't curse. There's yelling and there's accusatory language, but there's mm-hmm. not cursing.
No,
you know, I would have. You know, honestly, I would have maybe put us at number three behind the Brits and the Australians, and maybe maybe just barely in front of the Irish. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's us. It's us. UK number two. Oh, so that covers everybody. England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Okay.
Northern Ireland. Then Australia, number three. That's who it is. We're number one, though. So get at it. Go out and keep cussing so we can keep the top spot today. I don't know. I didn't have a point to it. I just wanted to tell you the story.
No, it was important to say, though.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And
yeah.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah.
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, Michaela, did your dad ever have a lava lamp?
No, but I did. I was obsessed with it.
What?
Oh, I had like two. One I broke and the lava got everywhere. And the second one I paid for by myself. Went to the Meadows Mall and got it at Spencer's. And I loved it.
Oh, of course you did.
Uh-huh.
Of course you did. Or maybe Hot Topic.
Yeah.
They have that stuff at a Hot Topic?
Uh-huh.
So like in high school?
No, when I was like 10 or 11, like the whole Y2K vibe, Spice Girls, black lights, and lava lamps.
I was really ready for you to tell me no last week.
No, but I might get one again. I loved it.
Well, you'll love this, maybe. No two lava lamps will ever be able to produce the exact same flow pattern, even if they are manufactured in exactly the same way and are from the same batch.
Wow.
They'll never be the same. And I guess that's the part that's the appeal.
Yeah. God, I loved it.
Michaela, when you watch The Simpsons, how many fingers do The Simpsons characters have on their hands?
Four.
That's right. Except for one character and one character only who has five. Do you know who that is?
No, is it the bartender?
People are screaming at their radio.
Oh, God. Who?
When God shows up in Homer's various visions and dreams, God and God alone has five fingers.
That's hysterical.
That's awesome.
That's so stupid.
And listen, congratulations again to all the graduates.
If
you're trying to pick a school to go to, I'm just saying you might want to consider the University of Oklahoma. I have friends, their kids went there.
Uh-huh.
And they freaking loved it. Lon Kruger, when he left UNLV, 15 years ago, that's where he went, was to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So then the kids kind of followed him and yada, yada, yada. You may also be interested to know the University of Oklahoma Dining Hall is home to the only all-you-can-eat Chick-fil-A in the entire world.
Oh, my God.
Totally worth it.
So
totally, totally worth out-of-state tuition for all-you-can-eat Chick-fil-A. That's great.
Yum.
All right, let's bounce. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANN. I am hosting an event tonight that, honestly, I may, if I get 2 hours of sleep before the show tomorrow, I'll be shocked. Yeah, I know. Tomorrow's going to be a nightmare. But it's very cool. And I don't believe I can say anything about it right now.
Oh,
I'm just saying it's at a penthouse suite at a property in town. I will try to take whatever pictures I can and post them, but I don't know how many I will be able to.
Wait, fun. I want to know.
And the more I talk about this, the more, there will be many, celebrities and athletes, mostly retired. But yeah.
So what? So cool.
It's a big deal.
So, thanks, Chetty. He didn't even tell me off air what this is. I'm kind of upset.
We'll see what happens. There's some folks making a business venture and it just might work.
Nice.
So, we'll see. Adrian, what are you up to?
Chet, you don't know this, but I'm going to be at that event too. So I'll see you tonight, baby. For everyone else, you can follow me on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio, Instagram and TikTok, plus Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And I'll be at Fontainebleau tonight at 8 p.m. with my band.
I can tell you it will not be at Fontainebleau.
Yeah,
well, not.
Good.
My event, but close. We can see each other from there.
Let's wave.
I'll have to go to the window and wave.
Love it.
All right. And we'll see you back here tomorrow make sure to, you know, be a friend to somebody that you might not have been. Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told them in a hot minute. Mm-hmm. And be a friend to somebody who might need one, because you never know. You just never, ever, ever know. Try and be a good person today. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm.
Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.